What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And latest from the Mexican earthquake, they're saying 44 confirmed dead, and I tragically expect that number to go much higher before they're done digging through all the debris here. Now, getting on back to immigration issues, here's kind of an interesting little story. The Los Angeles Times just ran a story saying that deported illegals are now overloading the Mexican government. Oh, what a terrible thing we're doing to Mexico's government. We're sending them back, the people that had been born and lived there, and all of a sudden the government can't handle it. And they're out there saying that these recently deported illegals are overloading the school systems in Mexico. Funny how the Los Angeles Times never mentioned how all these illegals were overloading the school systems right here in the United States of America. So they're still on board with this whole idea about, oh, we can't send the illegals back. We need them to vote Democrat, and it just wouldn't be fair, blah, 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 blah. Nancy Pelosi was giving a speech about the deal that she has made with Trump for a quick amnesty and citizenship for at least 3.3 million illegals. But she was interrupted by these protesters who broke on in and said, amnesty for everybody or nobody. And nationwide, the estimated population of illegal immigrants, nobody's really sure because it's not like they show up to sign a roster, is at least 11 million. And so now their attitude is all or nothing. Okay, I vote nothing. Raise your hands if you vote nothing. It's a lot of hands out there. It really is degenerating into just screaming back and forth. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the Emmy Awards, because the numbers are in. And no, normally I don't do entertainment news on this show. It's not a real big deal. But this one is notable. Sunday night was the Emmy Awards, and I totally missed them. I was overwatching Orville. And they had the all-time low numbers for total viewers and the demo. The demographics, all-time record low. And they're basically saying that the reason for that is really simple. The Emmy Awards were just, it was a Trump hate fest. Everybody who got up there, almost everybody who got up there was after Trump and bashing him left and right. And nobody wants to watch that. And what's really amazing are looking at all these actors who seem to feel that we are fascinated by their anti-Trump venom, and we're not. We're sick and tired of hearing about it. And so people basically just turned off, went over and they watched other programs. And by the way, Orville is funny. If you haven't seen it yet, Seth Rogen put this together. It's a spoof on Star Trek. And in a lot of ways, also Galaxy Quest. It's a comedy. And it's got really good production values and really clever writing. They've had two episodes out now. I'm sorry, Seth MacFarlane. Seth MacFarlane. My mistake. Thank you for correcting me. Seth MacFarlane. But it's funny. It is definitely funny. Get that one into your DVR here. Over at Brown University, they're now going to offer segregated student dinners for their black and Muslim students, supposedly to promote racial reconciliation after the deadly clashes between white nationalists and counter-protesters in Charlottesville last month. Now, let me ask you a question. How do you reconcile by splitting people apart? You don't. Really. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Bob, in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Michael.
Yes.
These earthquake things that are going on, you know, they're talking about many small quakes like in Oklahoma where they're fracking and all the rest of that, and I think Pennsylvania.
They had one on the New Madrid Fault earlier today.
Yeah, they may be doing us a favor by pushing all that liquid down there, even if it's toxic. by relieving the stresses in those layers where you get many little quakes instead of one big one.
Well, there you need to understand that there may not have been a potential for a big quake to begin with, because what fracking is doing is it's creating the cracks, little micro fault systems. And so the fracking can actually be creating the fault systems that eventually lead to the microquakes.
Yeah, the thing is, neither one of us knows, so I just put that in for my two cents. Thanks, eh?
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. I mean, that's the whole point of fracking, to fracture the rocks. What is a fault? It's a fracturing of the rocks. Thinking. Now, as you know, it's been a lot of years since the John F. Kennedy assassination, and JFK researchers have been frustrated by the fact that so many of the files from way back there in 1963 have been classified. And even Jim Garrison was saying during his trial of Clay Shaw, is why, if this is really what happened in Dallas, are all these materials going to be withheld for all these years? Well, in October, there's a whole bunch of files that are set to be released. I imagine they might have been laundered and sanitized over the intervening years. But in one case, something very interesting is happening. One of the files on Lee Harvey Oswald, the entire volume of CIA files on Oswald, has gone missing. And apparently, in this set of documents that are about to be released, as required by the Kennedy Assassination Records Collection Act of 1992, Volume 5 is just not there. And the CIA is hemming and hawing and saying, well, maybe Volume 5 was combined with Volume 4 or Volume 6. And their last announcement was, you know, we're starting to think there never was a Volume 5. Sure. Now, here's another piece of information that just surfaced. Police in Miami recorded a conversation on November 9th, 1963, between one of their informants and a man who laid out the exact events that were to take place in Dallas 2 weeks later. What did the Miami police do with the information? Well, they used it to step up protection for Kennedy, and then they passed it on to the FBI. What did the FBI do with it? The FBI passed it on to their offices all over the United States, with one exception. It was never sent to Dallas. Interesting. Now then, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Rather interesting story out of Activist Post. Apparently, the United States government has started suing citizens for requesting public records, violating the Freedom of Information Act. And the government is claiming it is in good faith to take away more of our rights, intimidate us, and delay Freedom of Information Act requests, thus challenging the notion of transparency and, in turn, the open government initiative. This is a government with lots of secrets to hide, and they're getting very, very nervous, indeed almost desperate, that the American people have awakened, and they're starting to say, we demand the truth about what happened, about Kennedy, about the Gulf of Tonkin, about 9/11, about the Boston Marathon bombing, about Sandy Hook. We demand the truth. We're sick of lies. Speaking of lies, it turns out that Equifax actually had a security breach last March, 5 months before the date it publicly disclosed that records had been exposed. 5 months. Story coming out of blogmalwarebytes.com, how to protect against identity theft. This in the Equifax aftermath. And people are wondering, what are they going to do? If you're one of the 143 million Americans whose data was accessed, what are you going to do about it? And of course, everybody should always take precautions about securing their identity, because it is a major, major problem. I had my identity stolen once. They sent it back when they saw how much it sucks to be me. Some of the credit card companies are talking about instituting a credit freeze, meaning you're still going to make your payments on the outstanding balance on your credit card, but you're not going to be allowed to put anything new on that credit card, just in case you're not really you. I think what all these credit card companies ought to be doing is immediately reissuing new credit cards with new numbers to all their existing companies and then disable customers rather, and then disable that old number. That's what they should be doing. But, you know, gosh darn, that's going to cost money. And we're coming up on needing to write the executives their end of the year bonuses. And, you know, we're just going to have to make a hard choice here. Now, there's a new ransomware campaign, and it's rather dynamic. Apparently, the criminals can switch the malicious payload of emails between Loki and fake global ransomware on a whim. Now, at this point, you have to say cybercrime is out of control. It is a clear and present danger to the nation's economy, and the government can't do a thing about it because the cyber criminals are using the exploits mandated into our systems by the NSA and the CIA. Or the government just doesn't want to do anything about it because we're all forced to spend money on computer security software. Now, here's a bizarre story. This is out of the New York Times, so take it for what it's worth. And it's about Google and sex traffickers and a website called Backpage.com. Now, Backpage.com has a vile reputation of being where people go to advertise for various sexual practices, including human trafficking, including child sexual abuse. And obviously, authorities are trying to shut it down. And there's apparently a bipartisan bill that is intended to crack down on websites that promote sex trafficking. Oddly enough, Google is using its lobbying power in Washington to try and kill this bill. And everybody's scratching their head and saying why. Google doesn't take ads from Backpage. It doesn't donate money. But as Backpage fights off prosecutors and worries about the Stop Enabling Sex Traffickers Act, Google has emerged as its behind-the-scenes champion, and you have to wonder just why. What's going on over there? Why do they want this stuff to continue out there? Well, it makes a dandy excuse to call for censorship. And that gets us to a rather interesting insight coming from Investment Watch Blog. And it says we're being sold this image of hackers as dangerous, out of control, demons working for foreign nations to make us afraid of cybercrime. And you should be. It is out of control. And what this article is saying is the U.S. government has allowed the cybercrime to just get out of control to try and generate a public call that the government do something. And the government's idea of doing something will be to impose more controls on the internet, including limitations of our ability to associate freely online. That this could be yet another attempt to impose government controls on the internet. I remember all the way back in the time of the Exxon Amendment. And that was back in the early days of the internet. The browsers and the World Wide Web still hadn't come online. Most social communication was done over a system called Usenet. And it was very popular. And then Usenet was broken up into all sorts of subcategories. There were cooking groups and sewing groups and postage stamp groups and photography groups. Every interest was in there. Dance, music, what have you. Bluegrass. And then there was what was called the alt hierarchy, which is where more adult interests were categorized. And they had all kinds of interesting little Usenet news groups over there. And everybody was polite and minded their own business and stayed in the news groups they were interested in. And then all of a sudden, porn started pouring all over Usenet into groups where it was not expected or welcomed. And the people in those groups would tell the poster, this belongs over in the alt area. And they would get these very brusque replies saying, I have a First Amendment right to post this disgusting, tacky, pornographic picture here in the quilting group. And everybody was wondering what the heck was going on. And that's when Senator Exon came up with his amendment to the telecommunications bill that authorized strict government control of online content. Fortunately, it was voted down. And as soon as the vote was over, that flow of porn onto Usenet stopped like a switch had been thrown. And experts were looking at these posts from the porn and found out most of them were coming through government and military net servers. So here we have a classic case of the government creating a crisis and then selling you the solution they want you to accept. And maybe that's what's going on with cybercrime right now. They're letting it get out of control. They're letting all your identities get stolen so that you'll demand the government do something. And the government's solution will be complete, strict control of the internet and its content. Another interesting little story. Apparently, Google is hiring 1,000 journalists all over the country. They're working with Report for America. And this seems to be a response to the growing view of both the independent media and even the corporate media that Google is getting a little too big for its britches. They're starting to talk about Google's overt censorship and liberal bias, even in the corporate media. And so Google is using some of its vast fortune to try and hire 1,000 journalists and plant them in newsrooms around the country to try and basically buy up the media and say, you will say only good things about Google. Not quite the sweet, wonderful company that was portrayed in that movie, The Interns. It's still a fun movie. Mozilla is planning a kill shot for the independent media in the next version of the Firefox browser. Non-approved news, meaning news that does not originate with the corporate media or government spokeslugs, will be blocked. Which means we're not going to be using Firefox any longer. Now, if you are the owner of an iPhone or an iPad, the official release date for iOS 11 is tomorrow. Now, Apple is saying for most people it's just going to be a simple matter of hitting that update button and just waiting for it to happen. But there are some caveats. Given the latest, most recent quality of software coming out of even Apple, especially Microsoft, you might want to hold off a few days so that if there are going to be problems, they happen to other people. You probably are going to want to use iTunes to back up your device. And the sad news is that a lot of 32-bit apps are not going to work under iOS 11. In fact, you probably noticed on some of the apps you have on your phone right now, when you touch them, you'll get the little pop-up that says, warning, this app is not ready for iOS 11. Contact the developer about getting an updated version, which can be frustrating when the developer of the app that you have used and loved for years is simply no longer around. I know, my attitude is if it's not broken, why are you fixing it? Why are you, again, it's planned obsolescence. The business model is to force you to buy new whatever, including apps, every so many years. It makes money. And you can get away with that in a healthy economy, but this is not a healthy economy. All right, we're going to take a break here for commercials. When we come on back, more from the world of computers. So stay tuned.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, and we're talking about computers. Now, if you have a Hewlett-Packard printer, you know those little ink cartridges are very expensive. And a lot of people try and if they're doing high volumes of printing, they try and use these third-party compatible ink cartridges. And if your HP printer is like mine, you will get a nag on your screen saying that Hewlett-Packard does not guarantee the results of using these third-party things, and then it will flash an ad. You can buy the authentic Hewlett-Packard ink cartridges from this place. Well, apparently, Hewlett-Packard has released a new firmware for the OfficeJet printers, and these simply block third-party ink from functioning. You'll put in the ink cartridge, so I'm simply going to say no. And apparently they did a firmware release almost a year ago that blocked many of its printers from using non-HP cartridges. So the new firmware was released on September 13th, and they're locking you into that because that's where Hewlett-Packard makes their money. Those printers are sold at only a small markup. The real cash cow are those ink cartridges. Because if you really think about how much they are, it's like $100 for a set of four. Four little plastic boxes, you know, with a few drops of ink in them. And they're hideously expensive. Now, even worse, some Windows 10 users are experiencing what's called the black screen of death after the Windows 10 update, and Microsoft is saying it is, in fact, linked to this new Hewlett-Packard firmware update. And in order to get around it, you have to disable a service called App Readiness. But apparently, your computer will sit there for 5 to 10 minutes until something times out and you're allowed to get into your machine. Now then, as we mentioned yesterday, Arctic ice has actually increased 40% over the last 5 years. And so a lot of people are saying, well, where's this hockey stick we're supposed to be seeing? And that actually relates also to all these people screaming about how all of these hurricanes, all of a sudden, look at all how many hurricanes we've got. This is proof of global warming and the hockey stick is here. No, it isn't. If you chart out the last 160 years of U.S. hurricane hits, yeah, we got a few more this year, but certainly not as many as we've gotten in the past in certain years. It's still a flat line. And again, major storms are not caused simply by heat. They're caused by a temperature differential. And you can have as a monster storm with upper atmosphere cooling as with heating the ground. Now, as long as we're talking about the hurricanes, many Florida residents have been without electricity for more than a week, and there is no end in sight just yet. And you're going to say, oh, those poor people. Well, thank goodness, some of those people, they've got solar panels. They can use them. Actually, no. Believe it or not, there's actually a law in Florida that makes it illegal to use your solar panels during outages. And you have to say, what the heck are you doing? But apparently this was something that Florida Power and Light's lobbyists agitated for and got. It's actually illegal to use your solar panels while Florida Power and Light repairs its infrastructure. Under these rules, Floridians with solar panels are literally being told you have to shut your solar panels down. You can't use them. What's the point of having solar panels if you can't use them when the power goes out? What brain-dead logic is behind this idea? That's what I want to know, because it is. It's brain-dead. During power outages is when you most want to use those solar panels. We'll be back after these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bomb. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phones. Bob in South Carolina. Aloha, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Oh, hey, Michael. Can you hear me all right?
I hear you just fine.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to answer your question about Florida Power and Light not allowing solar panels to be used. The reason is because solar panels are set up when you're not using the amount of electricity that's being produced out of it. It goes back into the system. It feeds back into the system. And if they've got live power going down the system when they're trying to repair lines, they can get electrocuted.
Okay, that would actually make a little bit of sense, but then I think the solution to that would be to have some kind of a cutoff on the solar panel system.
That's true, but you got to understand, a lot of these solar systems are put in by companies, and the customers themselves don't have any idea how to deal with that kind of stuff. So rather than take any risk or anything like that, they just flat out say, forget it, don't use it, or make it against the law to use it. They're just doing it for their safety mostly.
Well, I understand the issues of safety, but it doesn't strike me as a really practical solution, to not allow them to use the solar panels when the utility power is not on. As I said, it kind of undermines the whole reason to have solar panels to begin with.
Well, you know, if it was me and I had one of those systems, I would know what to do to kill the back current that's going into the system, and I would probably violate the law. So they'd have to catch me, though, you know?
Yeah, I imagine that would definitely be the case. But I'm sure those people working on those lines, you know, they're going to have that little live wire detector, that little pencil-shaped thing. And also, I think anybody working with electricity is going to say, let's assume this line is live until we know for a fact that it is not. But I understand that concern of safety. But again, I think having a disconnect from the utility and have a big red switch and actually have printed instructions on there saying, in the event of a power outage, pull this switch this way. And then when the utility power comes back on, you put it on that way. Or even better, let's just have a sensor in the solar power system that senses the house current. And as long as the house current is on, there's a relay that closes that allows the backflow of electricity from the solar panels to the utility. And if the AC in the house goes dead, that relay opens and then it's isolated. That strikes me as the best possible solution.
Well, you know, maybe they haven't really thought of that in the event of a hurricane yet, and something will probably come out of that from the, from what's happened with this hurricane. So, you know, I'm sure somebody's thinking about that right now, and probably doing something about it.
Well, I'm amazed that it wasn't designed into these solar power systems right from the beginning, because it took me all of 5 seconds to come up with that idea.
I know, it's pretty easy, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, Michael, all I got. Thanks.
All right, thanks an awful lot there. We're going to let you go. I mean, obvious engineering solution to make it all safe for everybody. What are we going to do? We'll pass a law. We'll fix it with a law. The law always fixes everything. Sure it does. Okay, now then. Over in Italy, Italian farmers are very unhappy over a European court ruling this week that allows growers to cultivate genetically modified corn in Italy. And some farmers are basically saying the majority of Italian farmers don't want these things. And they question the European Union interfering in the member states' internal national laws. And basically, there had been a law in Italy banning genetically modified crops. And this farmer, Giorgio Fedinato, was an Italian activist farmer. And he was growing GM corn on his land in violation of the law. So he took it to the EU court, and the EU court said, yeah, of course, you can grow GM corn. Now, the reason most farmers don't want the GM corn is it locks them into buying new seeds every year rather than saving seeds from the harvest, the heritage seeds. There's also the question about whether this stuff is really safe or not, along with the glyphosate in the pesticides that are paired with these GM corns. And again, if it was just confined to a field, or if it was an enclosed greenhouse area, that might be one thing. But when you have an open field of GM corn, that pollen is traveling to your neighbor, to their neighbor, to their neighbor, to their neighbor. It's carried on the wind, birds, insects. You cannot keep it confined to the field where it is used. That's just absolutely impossible. Now then, little study coming on out here. This is in Natural News. There's been another study of antidepressants, which, along with confirming a greater risk of death by suicide, that apparently people on antidepressants are likely to die earlier than people not on antidepressants. And they're not exactly sure why, but apparently it can help bring on heart disease to be on these medications. But they make money. And that's why one out of every four Americans are on these. Now, you've probably seen lately that, along with tearing down the Confederacy and everything else, football has now come under attack, not just because of the insane cost of the stadiums borne by the taxpayers, but now they're talking about how football is unsafe for the brain from all the crashing and bashing together. And that is an issue. But it's rather ironic to see the same corporate media that's attacking football as unsafe for the brain saying nothing about brain-damaging mercury in the vaccines. It's like, it's okay here, not okay here. Another story out of Natural News. All 8 extreme childhood food allergies are also common ingredients in the CDC-recommended vaccinations. One that we really know about, of course, is peanut oil, is used as an adjuvant. Now, peanut oil is something you are supposed to eat and digest, not inject directly into your bloodstream. And because it's part of that vaccine antibody-generating process, this appears to be the source for the explosion in peanut anaphylaxis, where some people, they just go into shock and die in the same room with peanuts. And that's why you see so many products that are labeled when you buy at the store. Warning, this product was processed on machinery that may have come into contact with peanuts. Nonsense stuff. Anyway, those 8 ingredients, peanuts, other nuts, wheat, soy, milk, eggs, fish, and shellfish. And it says, if your doctor is telling you that your child's food allergies are hereditary, it's not accurate. And they've had a lot of people come on in with these children who are dealing with these allergies, and the doctor says it's hereditary, and the parents will say, we don't have this. But peanut oil was first used as carriers for influenza vaccines in the mid-1960s. And before that, anaphylactic shock syndrome from exposure to nuts was virtually non-existent. And today, it's a major, major problem. They're just in a rush to get these products out there on the market. And they're very reckless with it. Another story from Blacklisted News. Studies are linking heavy metals to disorders and declining IQs in children. They're calling it a silent pandemic of neurodevelopmental toxicity. It's disabling an entire generation of children around the world. This is coming from neurology experts Philippe Grangine and Philippe Landegren in a 2014 report in Lancet Neurology. And they're just looking that this is an incredible tsunami of developmental disabilities affecting at least 1 out of every 6 children in the U.S. and millions more worldwide. 2 new studies suggest that the most common of these illnesses, autism spectrum disorder and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder and tics, are related to each other and share common causation of environmental toxins, particularly heavy metals. Remember the good old days when the government's job was at least in part to take care of you, to protect you from dangerous chemicals in the foods that you eat and the drugs that you take? And today it's the other way around. They're all about protecting the profitability. Anybody who questions the efficacy or safety of vaccines is going to be demonized. How dare you? We're making money here. You can't get in the way of that. So, all right, going on back to the Mexican quake, and that is looking really, really ugly. They've stopped giving exact numbers. Earlier it was 2, then it was 44. Now they're just saying dozens. And there's going to be a lot more, and we still don't know. With a quake of that magnitude, there are probably going to be some significant aftershocks. Again, I still don't know that they've really gotten in to that little town that's right near where the epicenter is. Most of what we're getting is coming out of Mexico City itself. And again, it's kind of a dangerous situation because Mexico City is built on an old dried-up lake. If you remember the original history of Mexico, it was originally an island in a lake. And they had these amazing canals. It was a really advanced civilization. But over time, as the city grew, they started filling in the canals and eventually the lake to have ground to build on. But that's still very loose lake bed soil, alluvial fill, if you will, underneath it. Now, when seismic waves travel through the Earth, how they transmit is based on the material they're going through. If you are on bedrock, the quakes, seismic waves arrive as a high-frequency rattle. If you are on alluvial fill, whether it's Mexico City or any housing development built on a garbage landfill, the waves basically start a long, slow swaying, and that is far more damaging and dangerous. And so, unfortunately, in hindsight, should have been a little bit more thought put into the expansion of Mexico City. But again, a lot of this stuff wasn't really known until more recently. The kind of ground you are on determines how you are impacted by an earthquake. All right, let's see here. Apparently, somebody went on out and decided to do a check of Bernie Sanders' claim that Americans are in a rush to adopt his single-payer system. And at this point, actually, the polls are showing, no, they're not. And I don't think it has to do with the desirability or not of a single-payer system, so much as Americans have become very distrustful of anything proposed by any politician, even somebody like Bernie Sanders. And more people are like saying, let's just have the government shrink down and we'll go back to taking care of ourselves, because we did a much better job of it than the government is. Every time the government comes on in and says, you're not allowed to do this anymore, we'll do it for you, it's usually a poorer job than you would do for yourself. You're motivated to do a good job for yourself. You're motivated to make sure that your homes are safe and that your food is healthy. You've got a good reason to. It's your own life you're dealing with. When you have some government bureaucrat that's talking about health and safety, they're dealing with people they don't even know. It's an abstraction. And the more you centralize anything, whether it's electricity or water or natural gas supplies, the more it becomes a target for terrorism. Everyone's talking about terrorism, 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 but nobody talks about the fact that the best way to avoid a terrorist attack on a power station is to have lots and lots of little tiny power stations rather than one big one. But it's more profitable to have the one big one. So, apparently, Snapchat, which is this very popular application, it's used by impressionable teenagers, is promoting Antifa and vigilante violence. So parents, you might want to take a closer look at just what your kids are being fed on their electronic devices, because online propaganda is the new growth industry here. Apparently, the United States Senate, which is still involved in this supposed collusion between Donald Trump and Russia, has decided to postpone their interview with Donald Trump's lawyer. Apparently, they're still not really able to find anything. They're digging like crazy. And meanwhile, of course, nobody's investigating the Uranium One deal. We still can't get anybody investigating Hillary's email server, despite a request from Congress to Attorney General Jeff Sessions. There's no special counsel appointed to that. Nobody's looking at the finances of the Clinton Foundation. It's just all get Trump, get Trump, get Trump, get Trump. And it's obvious to everybody. And as disappointed as I am with Donald Trump in terms of keeping his promise about no more wars, but then again, Obama made the same promise himself back in 2008. I think most people are beginning to see Donald Trump really as a sympathetic figure. Lied to by his own advisors, surrounded by people who do not like him, surrounded by even more people who view the current liberalized fascist United States of America as their lifetime accomplishment, and they don't want anybody to mess around with that. They don't want to have any change. They've created the perfect American society, or at least they think they have. They haven't. Take a look around. All the violence that's out there, all the discord that's out there, the crumbling infrastructure. We're not a great nation anymore. But they think it's perfect. because it's their work. I guess it's kind of like a mother who only sees beautiful and good in their spoiled brat child. Okay. Top drum. We already talked about that one. We're coming up here in a commercial break here. Here's a story. The Google apocalypse looms. And it's talking about people who are concerned that Google, with its tremendous wealth, is now starting to diversify into other areas, including meat substitutes, health care, and even childhood education. And now, of course, being its own media. We'll be back after these commercials.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm getting a lot of updated information regarding this issue of solar panels down in Florida. And apparently part of the problem is that Florida law mandates residential solar systems to be connected to the power grid in order to take advantage of any unused electricity being generated going back into the system. And I've got another email here saying that in point of fact, a disconnect switch is mandated. But in many cases, people do not have battery backup to store the energy. So most of the solar panels are underrated and won't power the entire house. They just use them to lower their electricity bill, and obviously there isn't going to be any surplus electricity to go back into the system. But apparently the disconnect switch, that is now a reality. And there are solar systems that are isolated. Florida uses solar power for signage and for parking meters, which it sounds interesting. I remember the good old days when you powered the parking meter. When you put the coin in and you turned the crank, you were winding a spring. But now it's all solar power. apparently, there's been a major drug seizure in New York. They seized enough fentanyl to kill 32 million people. That's a lot of fentanyl. They're saying it's the biggest ever heroin bust. And fentanyl, of course, is a synthetic form of heroin. But you need to be very careful with it. When it first came on out, I remember back in Los Angeles, there was a particular isomer of fentanyl. I think it was D-alpha fentanyl. Don't quote me on that one. Which heroin users were taking it, and it was giving them a permanent case of Parkinson's disease. Of course, you shouldn't be messing with that stuff anyway. And I'm not preaching. I'm not a saint. I had my wild youth as well. So, still and all. You know, it's kind of hard to push that idea that you should be very careful about street drugs when you realize just how bad the orthodox prescription drugs have become, how dangerous they've become. I remember, I think it was about a year ago, we were talking about a major scandal where some of the big chain pharmaceutical stores had medication that really wasn't up to the standards, didn't have enough, didn't have as much of the real medicinal content as the labeling said, had stuff in there that wasn't supposed to be there as a filler to make the capsules look full. It does feel like the whole world has kind of lost its way with all of this chasing after pieces of paper with colored ink all over it. And we need to sort of come on back and find our center and redecide what's really important to us as we spend our time on this planet Earth. And we do need to take a tougher stance, I think, with those who abuse their positions of power or commerce for greater wealth at the expense of the safety and health and well-being of ordinary people. And that seems to have gone away. We need to get that back. Anyway, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. I got to do the Jim Goddard Show today. We'll be back tomorrow, Wednesday, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. He's got lots of interesting things to share with you. And please take what you learn here and share it with everyone that you know. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.